folks. Welcome back to yet another episode of Fresh Juice, an indie game podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tommy Fresh, and joined, as always, it is...
Matt T. Juice. What's up, everybody? How are you? We've got a long episode ahead of us for me and Tommy. You guys will not know that it's a longer episode, but we're doing 2-in-1, folks. The 2-in-1 special.
No, we're not. The next week's episode is not different, or it is different. It's a different day that we recorded, and everything else. I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, we are recording on, well, there's actually a bunch of milestone days today. We're recording on March 31st, which I believe is the 27th anniversary of StarCraft. It's also the 30th anniversary of one of my favorite movies, Tommy Boy. And it's Transvisibility Day. So shout out to all of our juice heads out there of you know, and, you know, just being juice heads.
Yeah.
So we got a great episode for you this week.
For some reason, I thought you were going to take that a different direction and just be like, it's April Fool's Eve.
It's April Fool's
Eve. It's the end of Q1.
Oh, it is the end of Q1. Well, actually, I don't go by Qs anymore, so in my job. Although, my job sucks. But, hey, listen, we have a great episode for you today and next week, actually. we have a great episode every week. Today, we're going to be talking about Mudborne, a cozy game. Probably the coziest game that... Well, I'll be the only one reviewing because I played this one, and it's going to be fun to talk about. This one's really, really interesting. So please stick around for that review. It's coming a little bit after we catch up and see what's going on, as well as hit some news. I don't think there was a ton of news this week, but we will see. And yeah, what's going on? How's your week going?
Not bad so far. Maria had off today, so it was nice to have her home. And then over the weekend did some partying with you and some friends, right?
And you were there.
Well, and that's true. I was there. So that was fun. That was a good time. I actually had a little too much. And I threw up in someone's driveway on the way home.
Someone's?
I was just like, pull over. And she pulled into a driveway, and I just opened the door and let it out and closed the door and kept on driving.
That's why they call you
Matty
Juice.
Hopefully it rained. Yeah.
And me, Tommy Fresh. Because I was... well, you were mixing, you know, substances, so that happens. So
it was also like as soon as I got in the car, it was just like I just felt way different. So that did not help either.
That's a long drive.
It was a good time though. It was a good time. Had a great time. Great food. Great people. You know what more can you ask for? So
it was a good time. Glad everybody could make it. We're just having people over, you know, just kind of like trying to have fun. We leave for Scotland in a week. So, you know, just nice little, not last hurrah, but like a nice little hurrah before we leave. And then, you know, we'll be traveling a lot the next 2 or 3 months. So it'll just be nice to kind of like see people before the traveling ends pretty much. It was a good time having people over. What else did we do on Sunday? Not a whole lot. Just kind of like tried to like catch up. I played Mudborne all day. Still playing a lot of 33 Immortals. You know, we played a little bit last week as well. You know, that game is still popping. They just put out a hot fix. So check out our episode on that last week. We enjoyed it. Spoiler alert. But hey. We do have a great episode for you this week. Starting off, we do have huge news. Yes, it's true. You heard the rumors. It is happening. We have a Discord, the Juice Heads. It's a great place to hang out. Please hop in there. Tell us some games we should be checking out. Talk about some games you like. Ask us some questions that we'll answer on the show. And check that out. But also, one of the year's biggest games is an indie drug dealing sim made by a solo dev. What is this game?
Yeah, so you guys might have seen this on TikTok, especially your social media in general. It's a game called Schedule One. And currently, according to this article from Kotaku, Schedule One is more popular right now than on Steam, at least, than Marvel Rivals, PUBG, GTA 5, and Call of Duty. And it's made by a solo developer. It's an open-world first-person game. It's a drug-dealing simulator that you can play with your friends. And it kind of has like a little bit of like a really simplistic GTA vibe where you're kind of in this like city. But